minutes, and then we just, that would be about 3 minutes from now, so.
Okay.
So now you can listen to your drinking. For the demo, I will have to sit down anyway, so that will not be ideal, but typing like that and doing patches like that is not so easy.
Okay, so I would say we can start now. We have now Albert Graeth from the Gutenberg University in Mainz and from the Department of Music Informatics. And he will talk about interfacing the functional programming language FORST by using PD externals. FORST has been developed at Graham. Jan Paulen, who is here as well, has been doing this. This is, I think, with Stefan as well and people over there. So, yeah, let's hear the talk of Albert Graeth. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. We continue the fine tradition with late sessions and also with having at least one talk about FORST in each LAC. So, this time I'm going to talk about FORST. This is a project project is maybe a bit too huge word for that. I just wanted to use FORST units. You can program DSP units in FORST. And so I wanted to use those inside PD, actually to do a course on DSP programming. So to make it easier for the students to work with the Faust modules and also for myself, of course. But this is also part of a bigger project and a part of a bigger mission. Jan and me are on actually to bring computer music interfaces and computer music programming to modern functional programming languages. So what are typical modern functional programming languages? Maybe you've heard of Haskell, which has just recently got its first real computer music interface, namely an interface to SuperCollider, and isn't really all that usable yet for computer music programming. So we've been working on some other languages, so my own functional programming language Q, and Jan's language Faust, which is tailored for processing audio and other signals. So that's the idea behind this, and you can already see a nice little Faust program up there. I won't go into the details of the language, but here this is a comment, of course, and here you have a few lines where you define a few control variables. So these are described as a kind of abstract user interface elements which have a label and which have a valid range, but in the essentially are just numbers which you can then use later on, but the numbers represented by those are by those values up here are can then be changed in the environment. And in this case, the main program, so processes in Faust, what main is in C, so it's the main audio processing function. And in Faust, you have everything as a function. Essentially, signals are functions of discrete time. And so signal processing algorithms are functions operating on those signal functions. And combinations of signal processing algorithms like parallel composition, sequential composition, are functions operating on these functions which are operating on the signal functions. So you have higher order functions of all sorts. This is a different approach to doing signal processing than just patching modules together in a visual environment. Patching modules in a visual environment is easy to do, but when you have more complicated stuff which calls for higher level abstractions, then a real textual programming language like Faust has its advantages. So the idea was to make those modules programmed in Faust available as objects in PD. So for instance, this is a Faust program which can be compiled with the interface I've written to an external, which you can just then use in PD as usual, as any other audio object. And you can connect it to various input messages and get its output printed or process the output. And of course, the audio output can then be routed, for instance, to PD's audio output. So why would you want to do that? First, of course, for the Faust programmers like Jan and me, it's pretty convenient to have a graphical environment where we can test our Faust programs in. That should be obvious. But also it's a nice thing to have for all pure data users among us. How many are here? Regular? Okay. And you know that PD is a very nice system, but it also has its limitations, especially when it comes to feedback loops. So sometimes it's nice to have an easier way to do a special signal processing algorithm for use in PD than having to program it in C as an external for PD. Now you can do that in Faust, where typical plugins might be only a few lines long, whereas you would have to write a lot of C code to achieve the same thing. And thereby, of course, you can, as a PD user, you can also just take existing Faust code, like the Carpel-Strong algorithm, which is you can also already find on the Faust website as a Faust program. Then you compile it, and then you have a nice Carpel-Strong algorithm. in PD, which you can't really do by just patching together stuff in PD because of the limitations with feedback algorithms in PD. So why Faust? I've already mentioned a few things, but let me say a few things more about that. First of all, Faust is convenient as a high-level functional programming language where everything is described as a function, whether it's a signal or whether it's a DSP algorithm, and you can program in a very high-level way, and at the same time you have total control over what you want to do with the DSP algorithm. So Faust is powerful, as I've already pointed out. It can do quite a few things which would be hard or even impossible to do with the current PD, like coupled strong, which really works also for the higher frequencies. Then Faust is fast, so not Faust itself, but the programs you create with it are able to compete with C or C++ code, which you carefully hand optimized, because the Faust compilers has some pretty advanced optimization techniques built in, and it generates C++ code which you can then compile for different environments. And that gets me to the last point, which is that Faust is portable or cross-platform. You take a Faust program and you compile it for PD, and then you decide, oh, I'd rather want to do that project with SuperCollider, no problem. You just need the architecture file which Stefan Kasten has written for SuperCollider, then you can compile the very same code as the SuperCollider plugin, or you take the same code and create a VST plugin from that, or a couple of interfaces more which already exist. So let me get to the main features of the interface that I've written. First thing is that you have an automatic mapping of the Faust controls, which are in the Faust source program, which I've shown to you with that source code of this little oscillator signal processing unit. So you have different kinds of control elements, which provide a kind of abstract user interface description in the Faust program. So you have, for instance, functions for button-like things and checkbox-like things, numeric entries, sliders, and so on. There's also passive controls which can be used to display things like the VU meter. So you see same concepts like what Victor has been telling you in the previous talk. So you can also do all of this in Faust. And the PD Faust interface takes care of automatically mapping all those control elements to corresponding control interface in the PD plugin. Next thing is you're also, I should have taken a brief look at this example. So for instance, if your tone external, remember the source code I've shown to you, has a control variable volume, that could be, for instance, a numeric entry element, then you will be able automatically, without any further ado, to write something like this and pass a message to that DSP unit, and then it will react, it will set the corresponding control variable in the plugin. And you can also send just this message to get current volume control, the value reported on this output here. You can also send a bang to have all the and then connect this control output here to print, for instance, to get all the list of all controls that you have available. So you can look inside what's inside a Faust plugin. And you also have control path names, so I don't want to go into the details here, but in Faust you don't have just the flat namespace for the controls, but you have an entire hierarchy. So you can have different groups, which can also be used to force a certain layout in a GUI rendering of the DSP unit. And so These are the functions, age group, and so on. And this will be mapped as well, so that you can also address, for instance, different volume controls, which are different subgroups of one DSP unit. Just think of a synthesizer, a plugin, which might have different voices, and then you have the same controls in each voice. And this hierarchical layout gives you a way to address those separately. So for instance, if you bang this tone plugin, which I've shown you the source code of before, then you will get here, you will get these lines printed in the PD main window, which show you what's inside the plugin. Of course, you can, those are just messages. You can, instead of routing them to print, you can also route them to some other processing logic, which sets up other things in your PD patch. So what else do we have? We also have a default active control. I'm going to show that later on in action, but essentially it's a kind of on-off switch, which doesn't then have to be inside the Faust source, which is generated automatically for you. And last but not least, I've also written a little Q script, Faust to PD, which is also now in the Faust distribution, so you don't have to go to the Q website. You can just download Faust and you get that as well. You just need to install it separately, which is able to take the descriptions of Faust units, Faust programs, and convert them to a GOP patch. A GOP PD patch is a graph and parent patch, which has all the control variables in it for your convenience, so that you can start working with the plugins right away. So this would then look like this one, for instance. This is an organ patch. The graph and parent patch will be generated not directly from the Faust source, but from a description of the plugin, which the Faust compiler generates. And then the script will give something like that, which you can just use in your PD patch. Ready-made for you. Of course, you can then change the GUI layout and so on manually, but you get something which you can work with right away. So how do you use the interface, the plain interface first, without any bells and whistles? You take the Faust source, you pass that to the Faust through the Faust compiler, telling it that it should generate a pure data plugin, and then you compile the resulting C++ code with the new C++ compiler or whatever compiler you have, and then you get a shared object which you can, which PD can load at runtime. By convention on Linux, this has then this suffix, and well, that's it. Then you can start up PD and start working with this plugin. And this then looks inside PD like what I've already shown to you. So, for instance, you can then create a plugin like that and connect it with other stuff that you need for your signal processing application. Well, that's only the plain interface. Then let me briefly show you the deluxe interface for those who are either lazy or, for those who are lazy. So you take the DSP source as before, and you compile it as before, but you just specify, of course, this is then all automated by the suitable makefiles. You just pass an additional option minus XML, and the Faust compiler is very nice in that it can generate a readable XML description from your plugin once it's been compiled. And this XML description is then used, while it's created by the Faust compiler, in addition to the source code for this plugin as before, so which you compile with the C++ compiler as before, you get this XML file, which contains the description, and then you just pass that through the FastUPD file, which has various options, but usually you just take the defaults, and then it's more or less okay for most applications. And then that gives you a PD file, a patch, or in PD speak, an abstraction, a pure data abstraction, which you can either use as a standalone thing, or you can use inside another patch. I'm going to show that in a demo in a few minutes. So this would then give you something like this. So of course you can connect different plugins and use them to build your PD application. So I already mentioned queue, so let me use a few words more on that. Because of course, if you start this way and want to use functional programming with PD, then you run into the problem that, at least currently, Faust only does audio processing or signal processing, which means that it essentially, you program in a very high level way, but the program in the end does nothing but number crunching. In very complicated ways, possibly, but it won't process symbolic data for you. So what do you do? Well, you can combine that with Q, which is tailored for symbolic processing. And so for instance, an example I've already shown at the last year's NAC, you could have a little pattern generated as an infinite list, and then use that for pattern sequences or whatever. And you can define that in a very elegant way. And the PDQ external will then allow you to use those programs with PD as well. So what this essentially gives you, if you have PD, and if you have Faust, and if you have Q, you get the best from all worlds. You get visual patching environment, but the more complicated stuff can then be programmed with functional programming languages, which are appropriate for what you want to do. So that is this part of my talk. Now I want to do a little demo. So for this I have to sit down, sorry. So let me show you just very simple example first. Let me see whether Jack is running. Yeah. As usual on my system, it always does X runs, I don't know why. Okay, let's see how we compile this stuff. First, the simple the plain interface. As I always forget the right options, I have a makefile set up to do that. That's easy to do. So you just need, as you see, now you get the Faust modules compiled with the Faust compilers, like here, so this would be free work, which Jan has thankfully ported to Faust already. So this would be compiled with the Faust compiler. This option here tells it that it's supposed to create a PD plugin. Oh, sorry, yeah, I forgot that there's some stuff missing on the left-hand side, yeah. Okay now?
Yeah,
okay, great. So, this gives you then a C++ output file, and then you compile it with this line, for instance. And you can, of course, easily automate this with a makefile. So this is all you have to do. Now I've already compiled various plugins here, but you can see them here. And now all I have to do is start PD and start working with those. I've already prepared this. So where is it? This one here. Now this is just a basic interface, so now I can start doing stuff like, told you that a bang will report the controls here, for instance. But why don't I hear any sound? It's probably, okay, there it is. You can now control the controls just by sending PD messages. And this is this default active control, which can also be overridden with a custom active control in the Faust program. But usually, you get either the behavior of passing through or of um, of switching a unit off, depending on the kind of ESP plugin that this is. Okay, so here's the Carpal Strong implemented in Faust. And now I can control this in PD, and it's not hard to imagine that you can now build a synthesizer with this in PD, full-blown MIDI synthesizer or whatever. So here we have FreeWorp connected to that. Now it's without the FreeWorp. Okay, so these are just the, this is just the basic interface. How much time do I have? 10 minutes, maybe. Okay. So the next thing to show would be the, which one do I use? Well, let me try whether I can do that really in real time. So let's do a little work with the Faust plugins. First, I have to create the GOP patches. Of course, this can also be automated with a makefile. So what this does is just it recompiles the Faust program with the minus XML option. So this will create this XML file here. And this is passed through the Faust 2PD script, and this produces the GOP patch, which, where do we have it? So for instance, for the FreeWorp, this is the XML file, and the GOP patch is then in this file over here. So now I can start working with those abstractions. So if I want to carve the strong, now all I do is insert card plus without the tilde. With the tilde would be the basic Faust plugin, and by default the GOP patch is just named after this, but without the tilde. And then you have already all you need to operate the Carpal Strong. So we can look inside here. So this is the stuff that gets generated automatically. Sorry. I have just a second. Okay, so this is how the automatically generated patch looks like. That is the output of the Faust 2PD script. So to actually use this, maybe let's add another unit with the FreeWorp. So then you can start connecting things, and here's the control, here's the audio, and finally, of course, we want to have some audio output. Put that over here. So this is just stereo here, but of course, depends all on the Faust program. You can do as many channels as you want, of course. So if this still doesn't produce any sound. Why? Because the module which gets generated here is actually already capable of processing multi-voice messages like those. So this would turn on a node, and this would turn it off. And you just connect that over here. All right, and now you can start playing the thing. A bit loud. Note on, note off. Of course, that's just so that you get the idea. Now a full-blown application with that would look like that. So this is actually the same demo I've been doing last year, so I've been really lazy, but this time I'm going to do it with Faust. Faust modules are also the same, but last year I did it with Super Collider, and now this is a full-blown PD patch. I'm sorry you won't be able to see it in its entire glory, but I guess you can see most of it now. So all the sound-producing modules, everything here in the middle, is actually written in Faust. So I just generated the GOP patches from that connected them. So, and the rest is this is a bit of a little sequencer logic. I won't go into that now, but so you see what kinds of things you can do with that. Automatic control of the control variables, or you can control it explicitly with MIDI. That's all possible. I want to conclude with a different example. What you can also do, I know I'm running out of time, but I can't spare you that. Because it's not a musical example. It's a kind of real signal processing example, and the Faust code is here, so it's a bit more complicated than what I've been showing you before. So it's a bit more comprehensive applications. I have to hold that up here. I don't know whether the camera can show it. But some of you, those with the gray beards and hair, probably still remember those. Those were the PDAs of the 80s. This is a Casio PB100 basic calculator. And back then, well, I can just plug it off here, so then I can hold it up here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, those were the PDAs of the 80s, so they had a little basic programming system, and as you may remember, disk floppy drives were very expensive back then. So instead of a floppy drive, those units had a kind of tape interface, and this was even developed before, already in the 70s, when the first microcomputers came out. And was standardized as under the name Kansas City Standard. The Kansas City Standard is a way to encode bits as an audio signal. So a binary one would be a tone of, would be 8 cycles of a 2400 Hz tone, and binary zero would be 4 cycles of a 1200 Hz tone. So this Faust module, which I've written, analyzes this kind of stuff, even when the input signal, as it usually is with this tape interface, is quite noisy. So it's not that straightforward to do. You would think, okay, I'm just taking two bandpass filters and then I'm taking a look at the output signals of those, or I do a bit Fourier transform. So it's kind of a bit more involved, but I can't go into the details of this program now, but I want to show you the program in action. So I have to switch a little bit around here. So this should work now. Now you can also hear how Kansas City Standard signals sound. It's a very simple kind of music. I hope at least that you'll hear it. Yeah. So that's binary one. It always starts with a binary one, and then there comes a stop bit which is binary zero, and then the data follows. So I can also draw that here. And what you see down there is where's my laser pointer? Here you have the input signal, where you can almost see the binary zeros and the binary ones. And here's the same signal rectified, just taking the raising edges. I should repeat that. Yeah, it's nice to listen to. I can shut down the sound so that you. But just so that you see how that signal typically looks like. Okay, so here we have a rather typical part of the signal. So this would be a single binary zero here. You can see that it's a low frequency wave. And here would be two binary ones. So this is the rectified signals, which just records the raising edges. And then you can do an autocorrelation on that, And the autocorrelation, if done correctly, will give you a zero where there is a zero and a one where there is a one. And then you just, well, in a way, you just sample and hold that signal and pass it and then multiply it with a clock signal, which you have still to synchronize on the leading bits. And that gives you, well, then that gives you possibility to decode that. Just to finish off, I just wanted to show you a real end-user application written with FastMPD, which actually works. I've been using that to transfer programs. Where is it? Yeah. So now maybe a little bit more of this nasty Kansas City sound. So this will decode. This will decode the basic problem which I transmit in real time. So yes, it's just a kind of header, and now this is the first program, which is a little GCD program. And then you get this is a little kind of signals and do all of this in real time. And I think that's also a pretty nice application, even though I'm usually more involved with computer music stuff. But this shows you the kinds of things you can do. So this is not straightforward to program MPD. It could probably be done, but the Faust program is probably a lot shorter than the equivalent PD patch. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so do we have questions here in the room, in the internet audience? Okay. So please say your name and where you're from so that the people from the internet audience know who's talking.
Okay, I'm Jakob from Berlin. Just a short question about the last problem you showed. Is that a way?
Yeah.
Here?
Oh, okay.
is this problem available? And this Casio decoding program for
the text? Sure, you can. That's why I put this slide on, where to get this stuff. So on the Faust website, you can download Faust, and now the audience in the internet can hear me.
Yeah.
So on the Faust website, you get to download Faust. You can even compile your Faust sources online and can create those plugins. And this includes the basic interfaces, and on the Q website I have a special area there for computer music and multimedia programs. There you can find those examples too. And if you got interested in this kind of stuff, then you can also join us in our Faust hands-on workshop, which a demo session, or how it's called, which is on Saturday, 4 p.m. in the LA pool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is this your question?
You can download it there.
That's fine, since I have some old tapes, I can't
We can also convert them, yeah. Well, I've not tested it with anything else but the PB100 I have, still have from those times.
Okay, I'll keep you informed. And another question is, you mentioned this combination is with Q for the parameter, for the parameter control stuff. I had hoped to hear a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm. But that was not the main topic of the talk, so.
Okay, so but I expect there will be some examples of that there too, or?
Yeah, I already said a few things about. I already said a few things about Q and how it can be used in this context in previous year at LAC, and I surely will report more on this. There will be more LACs to come and other conferences on functional programming, and we are involved in this project, and it's very much fun to do computer music stuff with the modern functional programming way, as opposed to Lisp, which is also has proved its usefulness there, but we're still working on that. If you're interested right now, then you can ask me or go to the Q website where you find this kind of stuff.
Okay. So we have one question from Bakmesh over there, and we've got one from the internet. So I take the internet first. They were waiting in just a second. Okay, so I guess it's Stefan Lett. So files for spectral data, files for video is the question.
Yeah.
So
did you instruct him? Maybe Jan can reply to that.
Probably Jan. Okay. Come in.
Thank you. So this is a question of Stefan. He knows the answer, obviously. Right now you can't do that. Right now the signals that are processed by FAUST are essentially scalar signals, but this is an extension we are thinking about of being able to have signals of more complex data structure like vectors and matrices, and being able to do video processing and spectral domain processing.
Multi-rate processing also.
Okay, so from Ragnar.
Different market, so not a real question, but now that we have FAUST to Super Collider from 2 years ago and this year, are you already running on FAUST to Casio calculator for next year?
Well, I'd say the Casio calculator is a pretty limited sound generating device.
Not as far as I heard.
Well, I guess this question is half joking, but I reply anyway. So I couldn't, up to now, I couldn't find any decent way to put the Casio calculator to sound processing use. But, I'm surely going on working on this kind of stuff because it's really fun. And the nice thing is that you get to program this stuff really quickly. That was an aspect that Victor also stressed in the context of Python. Those new programming languages allow you to do things in a matter of hours, which you would need days and weeks and months even before. So this is really, I think this is where at least a part of computer music and also part of functional programming and then these scripting languages are going, are multimedia applications, whatever. I mean, coming back to the Casio calculator, I looked hard on the net to find a KCS decoder which would actually work. So the key CS encoders, that's not really difficult. So to transfer something from the computer to the basic calculator. But the other way, there was nothing there that worked for me. And so Faust gives you an opportunity to really program that in an afternoon. You can play around with the different processing steps. I didn't have the right solution at first try, but PD makes that also very simple. So that you can then take the signal processing parts and then connect them in PD and experiment with that. So now I'm getting really off topic, but I think it's fun playing around with this kind of stuff, but not necessarily the case in pocket calculator. But if you have further insight into that, I would very much like to hear about it.
We have one last question probably from the internet. One second. So, it's again Stefano. For other automatic generation of patches with sliders and button for MaxMSP also as well. Is this planned or is it just on the TV?
Well, Stefan, either you give me a version of Max, which works on one of my computers, or you can do it yourself. I know that you know Max very well. So it shouldn't be a big deal to port this interface. The script should also be easily portable. I think Max also uses a text-based storage format for the patches. So it shouldn't be a big deal to port it over, but somebody has to do it, and well, I'm always short on time. And I use PD myself, so I have no real reason to do it right now, but it shouldn't be a big deal. That was half the question, I think. What was the other half, or if it's answered then?
No, just to mention that you can generate generate Max external object with Faust. But
already.
Obviously, you are like with the PD, you just have the raw object, you don't have the user interface. So I think that what the question of Stefan was about that. And probably the job you have done could be easily ported to generate
that should be.
The Max PD.
It should
Max.
Be. Even the... Even the external interfaces of Max and PD are quite similar, so it's even possible to write code which compiles against both interfaces. I haven't made the effort to do that, but I think it should be straightforward to port both the plugin, the external interface, and the Faust to PD script to Max. Yes.
Okay, so thank you very much for the interesting talk and the discussion. So the next talk will be at 5:30 with Hartmut Lohr from Berlin, and he's talking about his Linux box, which runs audio, and he will be here in this room.
Everything that's a PD external which is called scrolling list of I found that somewhere at the internet. Yeah, that's for those applications, it's very good.
Okay.
DSPs. Okay. This is also the DSPs. But what I came to was whether it would be possible to have something like, say, a simulated DSP, let's say, do a processor machine. This was a dedicated to the DSP stuff. And if I have something produced optimized code, not the approach, a lot of code sensors coming to the first. On the other hand, having large flat code going from one to every time.
This is what basically what Klaus said.
That was my idea about it, that you have something like a DSP server, you can send forced breakdowns or things like that, and it recompiles itself, reloads and recompile the module. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have problems with the linear. I think it's to continue from one module to another without feeling everything it would be possibly not necessary. But something like that, or having it as a plugin, we should have for instance.
That's already there. I mean, you have all kinds of interfaces with Faust. You can compile it against Jack or against Glanspar.
So that would be quite interesting. So if you install a new plugin, when you take plugin out every time a function call interface, but to replace installing a plugin to reintegrate it with force code compiling everything. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. What would be this is something we are working currently on the found guy and on these questions. he was not prepared.
We bribed him.
I think he was starting to regret not coming here, but I offered him to come.
That's his own fault.
That's his own fault. So, but he made the multi-purpose processor version of Jack. Which started on iOS 6, but now so we are preparing also a small modification that should be very fun of Jack, allowing to replace programs by default programs. Having a concept of smooth connection, that is, connections. So you can just say, and then to have inside this command line script saying, okay, put this application just before this one, or just after this one, or replace this one, in a certain amount of time. So then the connection will fade out of the old process and fade in for the new process if you replace. So just put all the connection of the old program on the new program. So you duplicate all the connection, and then you fade the connection.
Then we need a front end for that inside PD. Now, because that's one of the problems with this kind of stuff is you have an interface, plugin interface, which is based on essentially TDL or something like that, which loads DLL, so to speak. Well, it loads them once, but you can't just tell it, well, it has been updated, now load it again. So that would solve a problem. And don't stop
doing it. But then, by doing that on the Jack server, then there is no change in the application.
That's a great idea to put Jack in use.
So currently, there is a version if you change the connection too fast, it will run less. So, and the other thing is to be able to reflective stuff in the fast application so that the fast program running could tell this fast definition. Someone that would say, okay, I have several applications, they are all running with fast, so you can ask them their fast definition, collection of fast definition. And regenerate and optimize
program. Make one program.
Right now, you can do that
finally, because if you have several fast programs, how is it the Casio or ESP and that, you can create a new fast one saying, okay, component Casio.dsp connected to a component of Weaver. And it's
try how much Weaver can take
And then you will go find the definition and optimize what you can optimize. And so if you have redundant computation, they will be done just once.
So that's the thing, what I see at the screen as well, because it's all in one big loop. I think so, that you do it like that, which would be a sensible thing. So you have, but I think it's difficult, let's say, under-check computations, let's say, have one mixing control, which is, where you have some kind of feedback. So we not delay control something like that. So you can easily do with an existing
so if you do feedback loops in Jack itself, you have a 1 month of delay.
One vector,
so you will have one vector delay.
No, but if you have the feedback fast, that's the problem with the DS1.
Things with this feedback without having a horrible phasing.
Yes.
Right. And without getting what you want, for example, becoming strong, you PD will only give you up to, well, maybe fourth, fifth, or half or something, and then it ends because the delays get so short that they are that they're smaller than 1 block. But that's no problem in Faust. You have an implicit delay with feedback of one sample. And that's it. The rest is up to you.
Yes. This can be done with the compiler. You can just create something that listens to some 5.4 or
basically what you
compile and
you need to write a little wrapper around that which takes care of the compilation details, and if you could even write an application in here.
Even you should write.
Well, I already have several projects on my to-do list. So.
Because now you're working with Unity or Mac or
the previous stuff, and only normally I'm working with Linux at home, I'm working at Unity's work, and I'm working with Linux
only computer with
that. That's because of the
previous application is only at home, only
and so the processor of the creamer these are shards. Okay. So it would be nice to generate shards so the on top of this kit.
Not the slightest idea how to integrate this with creamer. Mm-hmm. So I won't put too much time into this.
Yeah.
It seems if I look on the current specification of my microprocessors, I think the sharks are the way to go. So what I'm missing on this sharp concept, what I'm writing is the possibility if I look over computing power, let's say integrated by Ford, let's say, and then computing the whole thing off. And that's what I feel like very much in my